You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Independent Police Complaints Authority recently released its review on police chase procedure, with little change being recommended. This is in spite of a number of death and injuries resulting from police chases last year. Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft has recommended police chase procedure change drastically, suggesting a one-year trial where police stop chasing only if there is a reason not to. I spoke with Andrew about his recommendations. Could I just get your thoughts on the Independent Police Complaints Authority's review into police chases?
Certainly, and it's come out now only in terms of days, quite recently, but it seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
Mm.
I think from the point of view of being Children's Commissioner, my vision is that no children are injured or killed as a result of police pursuits. The present policy, in my view, doesn't take sufficient account of young people's brain development, nor of poor judgment in high-stress situations. The report does acknowledge that in general, but being a thematic report, it was based on individual cases. So there wasn't an opportunity to look at, is the current police pursuit policy fit for purpose where young people and children are involved? I don't think it is. I think there's an opportunity now to redraft the current policy so that instead of saying pursue unless there's a reason not to, the policy should be if there is a reason to suspect that there's a child or young person in the vehicle, police shouldn't pursue. So we turn it on its head. Don't pursue unless there are exceptional circumstances. And I think that's a better way to go about it. It's more consistent with what we know have been significant changes overseas in Queensland or Tasmania. And I'd be keen to see a one-year pilot to test this new policy that I'm suggesting. And I think there have been some constructive discussions we've had with the police. I think it could well be possible that such a pilot is introduced in due course and we could just look at whether deaths and serious injuries come down if we reverse the current position.
Because is a young person more likely to, try and evade police than someone who's a bit older?
Yeah, that's certainly the evidence. The frontal lobe of the brain, that part of the brain that deals with good judgment, decision-making, rational assessment of circumstances, is still a work in progress for teenagers. And in that context, they are much more likely, under pressure, to make foolhardy, irresponsible and reckless decisions. And that's why I think we've got to have a complete rethink where young people are involved. Now, I used to be of the view that pursuits were always justified, and that nothing was more important than upholding the law and sending a clear message to teenagers that they'll be held accountable. Do it in a different way. Most times, the original offences for which teenagers are being pursued are pretty minor to moderate.
Mm.
They could easily be dealt with later, and good policing, good camera work now, surveillance, it's almost always the case that we can catch them later and hold them to account then. So I'm certainly not suggesting teenagers get off scot-free, but when they're carrying and driving 2 tons of metal and glass at high speed, much better to take the heat out of it by not pursuing, unless we really have to, and sorting it out later. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Because it's not just a choice between either letting them get off or pursuing them. There are other options.
Certainly. And I mean, we won't always, I accept, the police won't always, as it were, get their driver, but usually they will. It just seems to me the costs are too high, the risks are too high, the deaths that are resulting are too tragic. And that's not to say that pursuits will never be justified. I mean, we've just seen a couple of weeks ago in Christchurch what a superb job well-trained police can do in a police chase when there is very high risk of loss of life or homicide, which seemed to be exactly the case in Christchurch. So what I'm saying is, of course, pursuits will be justified on some occasions. That's what the police are trained for. But when it's children and young people and there's no real imminent risk, no serious safety threat or significant offence being carried out, it just seems to me that the loss of life that's resulting when we do chase is just too big a risk to take. And if we can, we should take the heat out of it, and we should hold teenagers to account in a different way.
And currently, do police consider the age of the person in the car as a factor? Will they be less likely to...
There's a variety of factors to be taken into account, and if they know age, that's one of them. So the present policy isn't blind to the situation. What I'm suggesting is it's back to front.
Mm.
At the moment, it says pursue unless. I'm suggesting we don't pursue unless. I think the starting point should be different. And, I mean, I used to, as a lawyer, act for and be involved with police officers in serious accidents. And I know the tragedy and the trauma and the emotional pain that police themselves go through after a chase that's gone wrong. And in a way, it's protective for our police as well. We want them to be engaged in high-speed pursuits when it's really necessary. But immediate public protection, and that can be done really well. But generally, I think where we suspect children or young people are involved, the principle's got to be don't chase unless we really have to.
And how likely do you think this would result in fewer deaths? Have we seen a similar policy elsewhere that has resulted in safer sort of policing?
Yeah, well, I mean, in Queensland and Tasmania, which jurisdictions often pointed to, they have a high bar before a chase can be activated, and that's resulted in significant reduction in injury and death, as I understand it. I mean, that's the whole purpose of this, to avoid needless deaths, to take the heat out of the situation, to reduce the need for speed. We'd see some changes, I think. We'd see lives being preserved that might otherwise be lost.
And I think
it's a responsible thing to do. As I say, I mean, as a judge, it's not something that I used to be, have this view about, but given our rates of teenage death, I think we have to look at doing things differently.
And you've recommended that there be a one-year pilot of this approach. How likely do you think it is that the police would pilot this?
Well, I look forward optimistically to positive and constructive discussions with the police. We've always had that. I think it'd be something I hope that the police association would see as a useful and important step to take. I mean, it's no point having academic debates, as has been the case in the past. I think we need to trial different approaches, give us a much clearer view as to whether that works best for both the pursuer and those who are doing or who are being pursued. So yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic that we could make some real progress here, Lachlan.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.